This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. La, la,
la, la. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's also our 24th anniversary. I'm like, what is that again? I don't know who put that video together. That is darling. There's shots of us from, I mean, you have full head of hair. Like, there's some old stuff off our 5-year anniversary CD. Remember we were like, oh my God, it's been 5 years.
Actually, I was coming pretty undone right or about that time.
Yeah, so but no, still, I don't there's some good audio on there. You're telling a story about a doctor and a butt.
Oh, right.
And some other stuff.
I remember that was like one of those things that I feared, and then it turned out it wasn't nearly as bad.
And you liked it.
Well,
you were like, should we go out now?
Nicole definitely dug deep to find a lot of this footage. And
you did. You found some good clips. There's one where we're talking about how much we loved smoking back when we both used to smoke. It's like, I'm like, oh man, we are making it sound good.
Honestly,
it's really good. It's on the Alice 973 Instagram.
Down, okay,
Nicole, calm down.
Your mom needs you.
You just did a great job. It's really, really cute. And I managed to just barely get through the whole video. It's 7 minutes long. It's pretty long.
Guitar John made an appearance. Did you see that?
I did. I saw Guitar John in there. There were
Michael Franti.
Yep, Franti's in there. There's somebody else, too, that I was like, oh, there's one shot where it was Bryn and Vinny trying to figure out who's taller. But you're so tan in that picture, Bryn. I was like, at first I went, who is that? And I'm like, oh God, it's Bryn.
Oh, back like, when I used to go out, I guess.
Yeah, now you're like vampire Bryn. You're like so super tan. Anyway, please take a minute. I'll read through the comments later. Because I just, you know, if you've got something that you want to add to it, we'd love to hear from you. We wouldn't be here 24 years if it wasn't for you. So thank you for listening. And I'm done with my blah, blah, blah. Now it's time to find out what's happening in the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone can transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. And even if your friends always tell you you got no style and you're a bad picker,
they can help you. They'll save you from yourself.
Yep, they can help you. Make an appointment. Go visit allnaturalstone.com.
Makes me want to actually rip my kitchen out and get a new kitchen from them.
Uh-huh.
Only half kidding.
Or move to Vermont and build a new, start from scratch.
Right. You think they'll do the work in Vermont? I know they got a lot of vocations, but I don't know.
I don't know if they
might have to stay local.
Expanded to Vermont yet?
Right.
Anyway, listen. Weather wise, it's very cold out right now. It was freezing when I walked out the door this morning, but you will see beautiful sunny skies today.
Is it frosty?
It was frosty. Yes.
Oh boy.
As in, I turned on my windshield wipers and they went.
Oh, it's like the old days. You're commuting.
And
how
I went,
adorable.
Oh, I need to sit here a bit and wait. Anyway, speaking of freezing, it's been cold in parts of the country, and as I hate to say how I really am sometimes, I don't like to be hostile towards others, but when I heard poor Texas has lost power. I was like, oh, join the freaking club. How about you just stop talking about it?
Yeah.
Except that it's freezing there and, you know, they can't.
They need the heat.
They're freezing.
They're used to it in Texas.
It's actually really cold and it continues. But, you know, as Texas is like, we're so cool, everyone's moving here. Welcome to Texas.
I read a story about, you know, how everyone's going to Austin, like, and yeah. Elon Musk is like, it's the biggest boom town in 50 years. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people who've, like, left California and moved to Texas. And John was reading to me from this article, and people are like, it's the worst mistake I've ever made. Never should have left.
That's one of the issues with these choices you make when you move like that. And I've read many articles, and we've even mentioned it here on the air, where people are moving during COVID times because they feel like, Jeremy Newberry, famous football player, was like, I'm out of here. I don't like the way they've handled the pandemic.
Right.
Okay. I mean, he said it to the paper, not to us. So I don't know what he really said. But the point is, that's a big move when you've got a giant cherry farm in the middle, you know, and all that land he had, and he's just up and moving. I'm out of here.
That's okay.
I hope you like it. I know.
Maybe you should rent first.
How many people? And I'm curious about this, but that mentality where you go, as soon as I can retire, I'm leaving the country and I'm going to take my money and live like a king in Mexico. Mm. I love Mexico. I absolutely. Yeah. I might be able to pull that off more than others. And yet, are you sure you should do that? Have you tried it?
I have some friends who bought a place in Mexico and are.
I know. That's what a lot of people are doing it.
And they're like, the money just goes so much further there.
Right.
But there's adaptation. It's huge.
And you're a foreigner.
You are a foreigner.
Hello.
And you're always going to be.
Right. So anyway.
Yep.
For all of you who've moved to Texas, I hope it's, you know, going well.
It doesn't sound like it's working out.
It doesn't. But, you know, and the storm will continue. But that's. It's temporary. I'm sure this summer is going to be delightful. The summer
June
weather
1st.
In Texas, I hear, is delightful.
Yeah. It's always like right around 100. Super great. So you know, enjoy the cold. And muggy.
So listen, let me do another couple headlines for you real quick, because I really wasn't even planning on talking about Texas. I just was mentioning that it's cold here this morning, but we'll be super nice today. Sunny and beautiful. So the new mass vaccination sites at the Oakland Coliseum and Cal State LA have begun delivering shots to thousands of people. Right now, the real issue that we're all facing is that there aren't enough vaccines to go around, bottom line.
Right.
And you can hear the governor say it in a story you read. You can read other stories. They just can't get enough. So these sites are up and ready, but they're done with what they've got, their availability, you know, what they've got. Fairly quickly each day. So that's what we're dealing with. You know, I looked up COVID-19 vaccines. We heard CVS was going to partner with local, state, and federal programs, hopefully to be able to be another place you can go get the vaccine. So I looked it up. First of all, there's none in Santa Cruz where I'm at right now, but there are plenty in the Bay Area. When I pulled it up, though, it's fully booked all the way down every city all the way through from top to bottom.
Oh, wow. You can't go 2 months out and get an appointment?
I don't know if you go directly to them what the time. But right now, when you pull up the page.
We're looking at it. What does it say? Nothing available?
It says fully booked.
Fully booked.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it says that. For every city at every location that's going to be doing the vaccination.
And
so
they don't know even, I mean, they can be fully booked all they want if they run out of vaccinations, if they run out of the vaccine.
Right. So it's really coming down to, for those of you who are hot to get it, and I'm hearing people around me are getting it. You know, our Trina got it. She works in a job where she needed to have it, and she got her second shot. And we're we're all super stoked for her. And Maka's gotten her first, and Party. That's
her, the father-in-law,
right?
Yes,
he's second gotten husband. His first shot. So it's. I'm hearing people are getting it. Did your parents get it yet, Nicole? Bryn,
my mom did.
My mom did.
Okay, so we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. She had her second, so that's great.
Oh,
are
great.
Your parents boycotting the vaccine, Sarah?
I haven't talked to them about it. I really try not to ever talk to them about it.
Oh, my gosh. You can't even talk to them about the vaccine,
no,
huh?
I'm talking about I'm just not doing it. I only talk about things like, what are we having for dinner? Oh, well, you saw some friends. That's wonderful. Things like that.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, so it's still a struggle to get the vaccine, but they're working on. And one of the most recent things I heard is Biden was saying, I expect all Americans to be vaccinated, those that will anyway, by the end of July. So he's moved his little date
timeline
back,
right,
from what Fauci had said. But I think it's probably more realistic since we're each day we're running out of the vaccine and needing more.
Well, I saw that the government just got millions more, hundreds of millions more doses. They just somehow found a way to get those. I don't have that story right in front of me. But, you know, it sounds like there's people in our actual government working toward making this happen, which is kind of a relief.
Yes, absolutely.
Turns out there wasn't a plan. So strange.
So I don't want to speak for all guys here.
Please do. You're a man's man, Mr. Courageous.
I feel like I can, but I don't want to. But I'll speak for myself. And then if other people want
to
say, you know, yeah, that's me too. Sex is important.
Okay.
I like
it. So far, so good.
Yeah, I really like it. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to it.
Mm.
For an example, just to keep you in the conversation, you have a Friday date with your husband.
Yes.
And I bet you he looks forward to that date all week.
Oh, of course he does.
And I bet you that he...
8 minutes with me? Who could think of anything else the whole week?
Well, see, because there's, you know, an egg timer on the nightstand and he's working on against the clock there, he may not have to do some prep in order to extend his...
Oh, I'm mad if he did prep. I'm mad. Like, what's happening here? I'm sorry. Are we at 4 minutes?
Yeah, that's not the way what we'd like is, you know, since it's once a week and we're not going to get another look at this, we're hoping that this lasts as long as humanly possible. Like, I don't know, 12 minutes. 15.
Oh, my. What?
15 would be great.
Okay. So far, it seems like you're speaking for all men. Gotcha.
I have a similar sort of anxiety where I'm like, if it's been a couple weeks, I start to go like, oh, I've got to make sure I've cleared the chamber so that I can last as long as humanly possible. I really like it, and I don't want it to end too quick.
I see. Okay.
So there's a lot of thought that goes into this, and here is a young man in Bangkok, Thailand.
Oh, Bangkok.
Yes.
Oh, Bangkok. Okay.
Right. He was really excited about his Valentine's date with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he was planning to bring the goods.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have our young man's name, so we'll call him Bangkok.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Friday, Bangkok grabbed a steel nut out of a toolbox because he'd heard that a ring would would make things last longer. You know how you put a ring over a finger?
Sure. Uh-huh. And all the blood gets trapped up in there and then your finger turns red and then turns black and then falls off. Yeah.
Well, that's sure. In an extreme case, you don't need to go to extreme. What are you in the days of your life?
Your life, Ben. We had to have the fire department come and cut the ring off. I don't know if you remember.
I do remember. I miss that store, too. That store was so cool. It's called Villains, and it was on Haight Street. And I used to skateboard around Haight, and I'd go into the store. And it was like, it's not. It burned down.
Oh, no.
You remember that store, Bryn?
Anita used to work there back
in
the day.
Get the hell out of here.
Maybe she sold you the ring.
Time ago. It's possible she sold you the ring.
No, I would have remembered if Anita sold me the ring. Although it's a perfect example of things I'd do in front of a girl. Oh, you're selling. You want me to try that? I'll try that. Yeah, let me make that work. And then it got stuck on my hand and I had to buy it. But believe me, I'd remember if it was Anita. It wasn't.
All right.
I'm tripping, though, because I used to go in there like that was the cool clothes. That was the hipster spot where you could get, you know, I don't know, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Or something.
I always say I wish I had the energy to only shop on Haight Street. Like, I'd be so rock and roll.
2001, I think. 2001 or 2-ish.
That's when she was there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was before then, Vinny.
Oh, yeah, it was earlier on for me to get the ring stuck. But but anyway. So this guy, Bangkok, our gentleman from Thailand.
On a mission. And now he's standing in front of a toolbox and has a nut. Now, listen. Nuts are, I mean, I guess if you have a giant bolt, you might have a big enough nut.
Yes.
But those aren't that big. Like, most bolts, I mean, the biggest bolts I've ever seen are maybe, like, I don't know, the thickness of your thumb. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, now we're found it.
We're looking
at it. Is that the shot?
It's a shot of them trying to remove it, yeah.
Yeah, so he got that on there and then could not get it off. And his hope was that he would be the best lover of all times.
Oh, good Lord.
Unfortunately.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at the size of that. First of all, it's big for a nut. I'm going to give you that.
It's not big enough for that spot, though. It's big enough for his
really,
thumb.
Yes, it would fit nicely. It would fit loosely on your thumb. But it would fit your thumb.
Right.
It's a, and they had to cut it in two places. This guy, wow.
That's so scary.
And so dumb.
He somehow got it on, but then could not get it off. By Saturday afternoon, everything was painful and swollen, and he had to be rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery, which Bryn is now showing the pictures of. It's not graphic. Like, that's okay, right? That's safe for work.
It's blurred out, yeah.
The doctors were able to cut it off with a power tool, and luckily, they were able to do that without hurting him.
Mm. So is the
They say he'll
safe?
Make a full recovery within
that's
a few
good.
Weeks.
Great.
And hopefully he'll be able to make up his Valentine's Day date.
And hopefully he'll learn not to put a nut on his bolt. Like, that is definitely a terrible idea. You know, I'm wondering.
Here we
I don't
go.
Have one of those, so I'm wondering if this is if it's not happy. Couldn't you just sort of get a little bit of it and just pull it through? Could you?
I'm sure that's how that happened. Yeah, he probably, you know, figured this should give me, you know, eyeballing it.
I can
went, this should give me enough room for growth, but I don't know that you would, I don't know. That seems really sketchy to use something from your garage in your man zone.
It's a terrible idea. Don't use things from your garage on your man zone. If it's from your garage, don't do it.
Right.
It's like a rule. If you've spoken for all men, Vinny. Well done.
You're welcome, everyone. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Bangkok. And then in parentheses it says, and then the whole crew giggles. I love you guys so much.
I love that place.
You've been to Bangkok?
Yeah, a few times.
What's it like?
It's like Asian, like Southeast Asia.
Right.
It's super, super.
Nothing special, just like all the other Asian
kind of third world. Everything's super cheap. Money goes a long way. The massages are incredibly like cheap and really good because Thai massage.
Happy endings?
That's no. I'm talking about the
actual. Have
you
ever been run down by a moped in Thailand?
Have not, but I did ride a moped. Yeah.
That's probably one of the ways they get around there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Big. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a guy yesterday, Sarah. I stopped. I'm driving down the road.
Yeah.
And I stop for a guy who's in the crosswalk on a bike.
Yeah.
And I stop, and he takes two pedals and then zooms off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's Clarky.
It's so great.
That's what you do. Is that what you do?
You know what's really nice? You know how, like, you have to downshift if you're going and you're going and now you got to stop for a light or whatever. You got to get it into a low gear so that when you take off, you can, you get a little torque. I don't have to do that. I'll be in eighth gear and I'll just come to a stop. And then I pick my feet up off the floor, hit the what's it called?
Throttle.
Yeah, that thing. I just go, oh.
Hypocrite.
I just take off.
You're riding a motorcycle, dude.
Yeah, you are riding a motorcycle. That's
a
my
really
point
slow,
was,
a really slow, really small motorcycle.
It was
it's
still
true.
A trip. The guy made two pedals, got momentum, locked his feet down, and went zoom and zoomed off. And I went, that is what she's riding. That's crazy.
It's fantastic. It's so great. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm not looking to get exercise, clearly, right? It's just so nice to be outside and go places that you, you know, it would take you 3 hours to walk there. Forget it. But I can get there on my bike, and I've got a basket in the back, and I pack a picnic lunch. It's so nice. God, I love it. It's just, I feel like I'm part of the world, you know? Mm-hmm. As opposed to just sitting at my house going, oh, God, walk to the fridge so far.
Nice. I feel like you're not really, you're in between. You don't have a motorcycle, but you don't have a bike. It's kind of perfect.
It's a bike. It's like technically, it is a bike. It shifts. It doesn't go over 20 miles an hour. It's got pedals. Technically, it's
oh,
a bike.
It has like a speed gator. So if you get up to 20, does it slow you down?
A governor.
It has a governor. No, it won't slow me down, but it like will cap out there. But going downhill, it'll go as fast as. You can't, like, it doesn't stop you.
You
from
can remove those governors, too. You know?
I know. I didn't. Oh, we did
Bryn,
for a minute.
Take it off of there for.
No. We had it set to 25 because you can set it for whatever you want up to whatever its max thing is. And I didn't want to go that fast. I didn't need
Jeez,
it.
Sarah.
I just didn't need it, Vin. All I don't right. need I'm an old lady now.
I'm really out of time. So what's coming up in the trash?
Oh. Let me look. Ashley Judd, I got an update on her.
Oh, good.
We were talking about her. Oh, God. Well, thank God. It just went to the next story. I'm so relieved. I might skip the Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil story, but it is kind of interesting. And then I got something about Blockbuster that, okay, this is what it's come to. And more
what
after these. You'll see.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.